They converted some of the army huts into houses. And none of who was well off up there. But we all looked after each other. So anyway, Frank came up with the idea this one day, we'll go and get some coal, because everybody was freezing in their place. And we used to go to Frank's. That was just down the road for us, and he was married at the time. He had a few kids and that, so I volunteered. I said, yeah, we'll go down. So we went down to the compound where they had the coal locked up, and everything was okay then, but just before we got there, it started to snow, and of course, the time we got there, a couple of inches of snow in the place. And Frank crawled underneath the gates, and he was passing the coal through to me, and I'm putting it in bags, and we got a couple of bags and carried them up the thing. Well, of course, the next day the police arrived because we'd left their footprints in the footprints all in the place in the snow. So anyway, I went in to Frank's. I said, "What are we going to do?" You know, I said, "My dad says that the police are coming up," and Frank says, "Oh," he says, "we'll change the treads in our wellings." So we're sitting with knives cutting all bits off. Cutting bits off the corners here and there, and the hot poker trying to melt them, and